Aleishu Chelek Beis, Kuf Pei Beis. The second approach, paragraph Beis, Admor Shoel. Rav Yerucham posed the question, Mao Haevdel Ben Tzadik Verasha? What really separates a Tzadik from a Rasha? What is the difference? HaTzadik Oise Mitzvois VaRasha VeRois. Is it that the Tzadik is a person who performs Mitzvois, and Rasha not? Loi, Gam Tzadik Nichshal Pam BaAvira, Uvechozes Nishar Tzadik. Tzadikim also fell here and then, Averois, Ein Adam. But still, he remains a tzaddik. Rasha yachol yosef ilu malei mitzvois kalois kerimoin. A paraphrase of the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, and Chazal comment on that. Afilu rei kanin shebach malei mitzvois kerimoin. So a rasha can be a person who still does various mitzvois. Uvechozos nishar rasha. Overall, remains a rasha. Ila zeis maya avchana hamitis benim. What is the real distinction? The answer is kishayetzer matkif es atzadik umesisoy lachatoi. When the yetzer attacks the tzadik and urges him to stray, who emed mineged b'sher iskoch, the tzadik opposes. He puts up a fight. Harasha eno emed mineged. The rasha doesn't really put up a fight. Uchshayetzer meishchu yolech harav. He just follows the yetzer hara. Re'aya al kach hi mehad yom adav pei bes. Something that appears to be an indication of this, it's a difficult sugya in Yom Adav Pei Beis. At any rate, Hayi Ubara de Archa was a pregnant woman who smelled some food on Yom Kippur and was overcome by desire. Also, Lekamei de Rebi, they told Rebi about this. Amar Zilu Lechushula de Yom Adav Kippur. Go and whisper to her, it's Yom Kippur. Lechushula ve'lechisha. And it helped. Somehow they told her and she relented. Kori alei b'terem etzocha b'veti nidaticha v'chulei. So Rebbe said about this, the unborn baby, this pasuk in Yirmiyahu. I knew you before I created you in the womb. It's a pasuk that refers to the creation of Yirmiyahu. At any rate, nafak minah Rabbi Yochanan. The child that was born grew up to be Rabbi Yochanan. And then there was an identical event. Hayu baro de archa asluka mida Rabbi Chanina. A little bit later, the same thing happened, and they said to Rabbi Chanina, this is what's happening. Omar lo lechushola velo ilchisha. He gave them advice, go and whisper to the Tzion Kippur, and nothing helped, and she ate, presumably. Kori alei zeru reshaim merechem. So Rabbi Chanina applied to this baby, this posuk, that speaks about the reshaim coming out of the womb, nafak mina shabsai atzer peri, and the child that was born with this fellow who cornered the market and drove prices up. He was not a great tzaddik at all. Rashi explains, Hayi ubara shiricha v'yom kippurim haya. So she was overcome by desire. Lechushula be'izna shiyom kippurim hayom. Just whisper to her that it's yom kippur ulay tuchali sabek. Perhaps she'll be able to restrain herself. V'ilchisha, the first one, kibla es alechisha shepasaka ubar mita'avase. She accepted it and the ubar did not continue with his desire. In the second case, Zoru Reshaim Merechem, Ma'asav Zarim, his acts are alien, Venis Nakrula Vyem Shebashamayim, and alienated from his father in heaven. Oitzer Perim of Kiesharim, he drove the prices up terribly. Now, Vinei La Ubar Dain En Bichavin Das, this is the main difficulty in this Sugya. An Ubar, a fetus not yet born, has no Bechira, has no Das. Umar U Chazal Ekol Ubar Ze, Shekibel Alachash Tzadik. Why do Chazal call the one child, the first one, a tzaddik, ולזה שלא יקבלו רשא. ובוודאי אין למדוד עובר בקנה מידה של ברדס. Of course, we can't apply to a fetus the same scale, the same ideas and concepts we apply to a ברדס. That's the difficulty. But nonetheless, חזל הכירו בעובר זה שפסק מתאווסוי. חזל recognized in the first child, the one who desisted, שיש לו כוח לעמוד מנגד לתאווסו. He has within him the ability to withstand תאווה, וזוהי תכונה של צדיק. That's really the identifying characteristic of a צדיק. וזה שלא יקבל הלחש, אינו עומד מנגד, the one who refused, didn't put up a fight, וזוהי תכונסו של רשע, as רבי ירוחם says. החווי סרב הוויס, אחרי התיאור הנראה של יצרה, after his awesome and awful description of Yetzer Hara. It's a famous passage in Chovas Levavos. Hasoneh HaGadoy calls him, your greatest enemy, Hanimsach Bechochos Nafshecha, poured into the into your psychology. It's not something outside of you, it's within you. The Amayrav Bemezik Ruchacha, again, mixed in with, into you. Baal Atzascha Bechol Tnoyosecha. This Yetzara is with you in all of your gestures. Everything that you do is a partner in it, is not something outside. Not something. So after this description, Hugeimer, he concludes, Ve'im tiyen yizhar mimenu, if you beware of him, ve'tazminoi shelochei slech lecha, and you designate the agents of your mind, le'ilachem oisei, to battle the etzara, ve'tesalek chitzav me'alech, and remove his errors from you, tinatzel ve'timalet mimenu ve'ezaz Hashem. So with divine assistance, you'll be able to escape him. Sh'el Admoir, so Rav Yerucham asked, Eitza kala kazeis neged oyev nora kaze? Seems to be very simple, straightforward advice against such an awesome enemy. Omnam kenu, the answer is that lenatzeach es ha-yetzer yachol adam rak be'ezer ha-sei zborach. A person can only defeat the Yetzer with divine assistance, as Chazal put it, ki il malei ha-kadosh b'ruchu oyezeroi, if not for Hashem's help, en yecholoi. One would not be able to defeat the Yetzer Hashenema. Elohim lo yazvenu biyadoi. Come on in Kiddushin and elsewhere. Uma la'adam says, what is expected of the person if it's known right at the outset that he can't defeat the Yetzer unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him? What must he do? The answer is la'amoid minegel yetzer b'chiruf nefesh, is to put up a fight, to do whatever one can b'chiruf nefesh as much as possible against the Yetzer. V'chimdume says, it seems to me she'admor amar ki leshon chazal ein yachol loy. This expression from Chazal in Kiddushin of Lamed, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't help him, en yachol loy, a person will not be able to defeat the Yetzer Ha, merameiz lema'avak Yaakov Avinu im ha-malach. It's a hint to the struggle of Yaakov Avinu with the Malach, she'ne'emar sham vayar ki lo yachol loy. The Malach saw ki lo yachol loy, he could not overcome Yaakov, vayikra shmo Yisrael. That's when Yisrael is given his name. Ki sorisa, you struggled, you put up a fight, you battled Im Elokim v'im Anashim, with the divine and with men, v'tuchal, and you overcame. This is what's said to Yaakov. He says in brackets, Amar lo nidpas, this particular essay by Rav Yerucham wasn't printed, wasn't published. Rak ha-reishim ha-chazak mimenu nish'ar b'libi ad hayom. But the strong impression it made on me has remained in my heart to this day. V'im shagisi b'avanasei, if I've erred in understanding it, v'urochom yichaper. At any rate, nimtza, what emerges from this description is kima shebeyadenu, what is within our hands is liyos ba litaher, to show the desire lihitaher, to make the step, to put up the fight, ba litaher. Hayeshua meyetzir rak siyata dishmaya. Whether one is ultimately saved from yetzirah is up to siyata dishmaya. Aval ba litaher meseyinu seba. Echazal say, a person who is truly ba litaher will receive assistance. So this is the second approach over here, the overall tzura of Musar, in one principle, ba litaher, haynu la'amoid mineged le'etz b'chuv nefesh. According to Rav Yerucham, ba litaher means to fight, to struggle against the Yetzer to the utmost extent possible. That's the tzura of Musar. That's how you encompass everything in one klal. Paragraph Gimel, ha'mahalach ha'shlishi u'shel Maran ha'goyim Rabbi Eliyahu Eliezer Dessler, so it's his mahalach bekuntres hachesed hanifla b'michtam Eliyahu chelek alef, in the famous kuntres hachesed in the first volume of the Hebrew michtam Eliyahu. V'choy devarav sham, and he writes, ka'asher bara elokim es adam, when man was created, aso le'noisein ve'noitel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him with the capacity to give and the capacity to take. Koyach hanesina hu koach elyoin. The power to give is a supreme power, mimidois yetzer hakol baruch hu, and it's the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give. Hu merachim umeitiv venisein mibli kabel davar bitmora. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has compassion and gives and bestows without receiving anything in return. Vekacha asayis adam, and he made man with the capacity for this exact thing. Kakasuv betzelim elikim asayis adam ki yuchal lerachim ulheiti velitin, so that a person is able to be compassionate and to give and to bestow. Aval koyach hanetila, in contrast, the power of taking, hu asheis aveh adam limshech elav eskol ha-babis chamoy, that a person desires to draw everything into his orbit, to pull everything, to vacuum everything into his orbit. Koyach ze hu asheik uvne adam ahavas etzmei, so it's people refer to as selfishness. Vehu sheresh kol harois, that's the root of all evil. So here you have again the tzura This is the overall form of negative. It starts with selfishness. Now this is the author speaking. What Rav Desler explains over there is the ability to give, the power to give and to bestow is a fundamental idea and the foundation of all the good midos. Again, we have over here an overriding klal, the tzura of the midos is the ability to give. A person accustoms himself, the moment he encounters someone, to think, how can I do good for this person? How can I help this person? If that's his almost instinctive response, what he's trained himself to do when he comes into contact with another person, such a person won't only be a giver in the narrow sense. It's the foundation of all midos. Such a person, who is Baal Chesed, he'll turn into a Baal Chesed, a Savlan, he'll be patient, a person is able to empathize, Tzanua, modest, Mistapek Bemuat, he'll make do with little Kilat Smoinu Mevakesh Me'uma. He's not seeking for himself, he's seeking to do. And that's how this particular Tzura then diverges into all the good midos. The opposite, hanoitel, the person is a taker, who is a person who encounters another person, and immediately what's going through his mind is, what benefit can I extract from this interaction? Kavoid, can I get some type of recognition? Eitza, maybe I can get some free advice. Halva'a, perhaps a loan, love dafka, money, something, money or objects, or whatever. Matana. The ragil begishas, a person who becomes accustomed to this approach, oyev kesef kavoid v'rodef tanugim. This is the root of all the bad midos. It will diverge into a love of money, a love of kavoid, rodef tanugim, a love and a pursuit of pleasures. Uyev baal ga'ava v'cha'asan, he will be arrogant and easy to anger. Ki einu sovel shelo yaslu etzlo, because he will find that he cannot tolerate when his will isn't fulfilled. Yekanev yisna, he will be envious and hateful. Those are the two, it's Nesina and Netila, that form the overall picture. Hevei Yomer, according to Rav Desler, Kava Chayim, HaKorel Kol HaMidos HaTovos Biyachad, that line of life, that approach to life, that encompasses all Midos HaTovos, is Liyois Nesin, to be a giver. And in brackets, one should learn Kuntos HaChesed in detail. So now, in the last paragraph, we summarize the three approaches. So we've learned three overall, overarching approaches to midos. Each one of them allowing us to recognize a certain process of life. Again, not to lose the forest for the trees, to have an overall conception of the tzura of the person. This is, of course, the Chazon Ish. So the person who gives preference, who is able to prefer the ethical sensibility over the physical desire, we learned that Tzarich Lios Lamdan Gadoil, Baal Nefesh Yafa V'Regeshad. He has to be a Lamdan with sensitivity. It's very fitting that the Chazon Ish said this, because he embodied this. That was his approach. The second approach is that of Rav Yerucham, Ha'imed Mineged Leitzov Yima, the person who just puts up a fight against the Yetzer, no matter what, no matter how the odds are against him, how awesome is the enemy, he puts up a fight. Hu Hinoi Ben Torah HaBaliteh, he's a Ben Torah who's Baliteh, we said that's the overall form. Baliteh, Yerevu B'vchinas Tzadik, he has an aspect of the Tzadik, V'yireh Hatzlacha B'milchamto Yetzer Bezaz Hashem. And finally, Rav Desler's approach, the person who makes the effort to be a giver, will be able to build upon this foundation, not just his midos, his entire life will take on the form, the tzura of a person who gives and bestows. Adkan.